And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You positive heads out there, it's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. So happy to be back here yet again, scratchy voice and all, still dealing with a little bit of hoarseness. You guys hear me say many times on the show, if you've been listening over the years, I don't believe in getting sick. I get sick very, very rarely. Typically, you know, I do have this story, if I party too much, that I can get sick. And I started thinking about it with this hoarse throat and a little bit of sniffles, which I haven't had a cold in at least a few years. I started thinking, oh, well, I was up all night Saturday night, saw the sunrise, definitely doing a little bit of partying more than normal. So maybe I need a new story. Maybe I need to say if I party, it makes me healthy. That is a story that I have that seems to be holding true in this case, because, yeah, it's a little bit of a cold thing happening, but that's okay. It's a learning experience like everything. So bear with me with the little bit of funky voice that I have going on today. I will start off with reading a review here by Little Red 89. The title is In Love. I love you so, 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 so much. Dances. dances in parentheses or with the stars next to it. I've been listening to the Positive Head podcast for over a year now, and it just keeps getting better and better. I never cease to be amazed at the synchronicity between what is discussed on the show and what is going on with my own life, both internally and externally. I've grown to adore Brandon in every sense of the word. Aw. He is such an open and honest person who puts love and positivity into every interview and interaction he has. I love hearing about his personal stories and how they have shaped where he is now, how he has gained wisdom from his experiences. And that laugh, just love it. Thank you, Brandon, for bringing this much needed resource into the world. And thank you, universe, for leading me to it. It makes such a difference in my day when I started out with a positive head. heart piece. Thank you, Little Red 89. So sweet. Such a wonderful review. You definitely are making my day, helping me to start my day out with a bit more of a positive head. I mean, how can I not smile at that wonderful, sweet review? And of course, it's all reflections here. So anything you adore in me is the reflection of you. And I certainly adore you right back at an energetic level. We haven't met, many of us, right? But I feel like I know all of you guys when I contact with you, anyone that I make contact with or connect with or have the privilege, honor of communicating with, it's always like such a comfortable, wonderful feeling. And we certainly all are soul family here. And I am just honored to get to play with you all in 3D in this wonderful way. So with that great start. Oh, and if you haven't had a chance to review on iTunes, please do. It helps us to reach new people. Please tell family, friends about the show, of course. You can also write in questions via positivehead.com. Also, my direct email, brandon@positivehead.com. And there is the Facebook group, Positive Heads, where people are connecting and sharing and sending questions. And so get on there. If you're not on there, you won't be sorry. And let's see, what am I going to talk about today? So this is a little bit of a charged, topic. We've talked a lot about, in the last few weeks, the fact that we all create our realities, and that comes, everything is an energetic reflection. And that can get very touchy when you're talking about, especially particularly traumatic events that people have been through that I certainly can't claim to have been through, that, it makes it hard to talk on such things when people have been through really, really difficult subjects or events in their life, traumatic events. And for someone like me to talk about it, it can be, it can definitely press buttons. And certainly, I want to be very, very careful with that sort of thing and be very respectful. And at the end of the day, it's my perspective, and I do believe everything is an energetic reflection at some level. We don't fully understand it all the time. We can't connect the dots necessarily from looking at our history or our life. But I think there's more going on than even your 3D, this lifetime history. There's a bigger picture that you're not seeing, all the, energetic repercussions and things. And at the end of the day, more important than saying, hey, there's no victims or you've created it all. I mean, what I want to talk about today is not so much that concept, but what do you do when something has happened to you, and how do you deal with it, and what is the best way to deal with it? Once again, I don't claim to have been through, many of you listening have been through way more traumatic things than I have. So I'm not claiming to be any grand expert in from personal experience, but obviously I do have theories, and there are other people that have theories about how to best cope with, difficult pasts. And Carl Jung said, I am not what happened to me. I am what I choose to become. And that's the point I really want to drive home and just touch on here today is, realizing you're not a victim no matter what you've been through. You're still here. Steve Maraboli said, I'm not a victim. No matter what I've been through, I'm still here. I have a history of victory. And any of you guys that have been through any kind of difficulty, you're victorious that you're here. Look at what you're doing. You're making it through. You're working through. It doesn't mean it's easy. There may have been a lot of tears, a lot of pain, but here you are, like choosing to tune into things that are uplifting your spirit and helping you to see more and accept more and be, your next greatest and grandest version of yourself. And for that, I so applaud you. I have so much respect for those of you who have chosen a soul path that is extremely tumultuous. Yeah, I've had trials in a lot of ways, but not compared to some of you guys, And for that, what I think of instantly is, wow, what a badass. Like, what brave souls to actually put yourself into a situation that is so trying so that you can have the opportunity to overcome it and become more in the process. That's what I believe. And, another thing that Steve Maraboli said is stop giving your life away to other people. And that's the thing, is if we're sort of allowing ourselves to feel victimized, that's what we're doing. Right. If you take Rumi's perspective, that live life as if everything is rigged in your favor. Everything means all the difficulty, all the hardship, all the trauma. It's all happening for you, not to you. And it's happening through you. You know, and I believe that. And once again, I know that's difficult for a lot of people. And that's fine. I understand that too. And I love you all no matter what. So I just want to help, you know, because how many people get stuck in victimhood mentality when you think it happened to you and it didn't happen through you? You know, I don't believe there's ever been a victim in the history of mankind. It's just my belief. I believe everything is an energetic repercussion. Everything is somehow a reflection at some level. Yes, we cannot always connect the dots. We cannot always see that that three-year-old deserves something awful to happen. I just believe that at some level, it is being created by that powerful being who is so brave and bold that it's willing to create a scenario that it can overcome and become more in the process. And that is not, that's not a victim. That's a warrior. That's like, you know, that is like the boldest of the bold. And I know there's a lot of pain that's involved with a lot of these events and traumatic events and hardships and devastating families. And, you know, that's really what I want to try and how do we find a way out of the devastation, out of the victim energy and into, wow, actually, I'm going to rise above this. And I know many of you have done it and are doing it. And for that, I applaud you. And I'm just honored to even, you know, have any impact or connection to you, because there's so many out there that are so brave and you probably don't feel it even at times because you feel defeated and like you've been victimized. And I just challenge you to approach it from a perspective of, you know, it's actually rigged in your favor, even the hard stuff, even the really hard stuff. And so what I have here is a clip from Carolyn Miss, and it's taken from a very long talk that she gave. It's just about 10 minutes here, and it's on woundology, and she just talks about this very thing and in dealing with pain and painful situations and past trauma. Let's take a listen.
The more I studied this, the more I realized that your biography, that our biography becomes our biology. Our biological selves don't just form from nutrients and food. This forms from our life experiences, from our emotions, from everything about our lives, and from how we invest our energy into our past and how we glean the investments we're putting our energy in and how those investments affect our body. If we invest our energy into negative past, first of all, it's like trying to keep a corpse alive because your past is over with. Okay? It's trying to keep the dead alive, and what you are really expecting to have happen is that this dead past is going to provide your body with life force. Now just think of it that way. It's not going to happen. And at some point, you're literally going to drain yourself of this wonderful life force by trying to keep your dead past alive. And when I looked at that, I suddenly understood the incredible power wounds had over us and the price it cost us to keep wounds alive. How incredibly painful it was to our systems, even though it socially feels good. And that's where the real challenge is with wounds, because what I realized is we really like to communicate with our wounds. It's very intimate. We like it. You know, somebody says, you know, you want to get to know somebody, and speaking wounds is a very intimate way to do that. So that when you get to the point where somebody says, you know, I think you ought to learn how to talk to somebody without leading with your wounded history, you're going to look at them and say, why? Give me a good reason why I shouldn't do it. Because you feel so safe doing it. But the fact is, it's costing you a great deal, a great deal. You know, when you think, let me put it against a larger background, and that's that one of the reasons I found this so intriguing is because the shift into what I call wound consciousness or woundology happened so fast, almost overnight. I started to teach about the causes of illness and the energetic patterns about 1984, you know, because at about that point I had enough experience at a medical intuitive that I began to get invited out as a speaker and I'd share my impressions. And what impressed me was that so many people were completely enthusiastic about this new notion that we had in our culture, that we were responsible for our health, and that we could heal any illness that we had. Now, from one point of view, that's a very positive and inspiring thought. And I could see it moving its way through people's cell tissue. I could see people looking at the most serious illnesses they had and saying, I can get out of this. This is the most incredible thing. And no matter what country I taught in, this notion was causing people to explode with hope. And I actually could see people when they would get up in workshops and they'd stand up and they'd say, well, I'm battling cancer here and I'm battling cancer there. And somebody else would say, you too? Me too. And they'd be applauding each other as if they had some kind of energetic power going. By 1988, everything had changed. Absolutely everything had changed. All of a sudden, the tone in the workshops was this. Look, I have tried everything. I've tried absolutely everything, and here I stand before you, and I'm still ill. You tell me why. And no matter where I went, this same question was being posed. I couldn't get over it. So I began to wonder myself, how come people aren't healing? It was as much a curiosity to me as it was to them. And then the light went on in my head, and it did because of this particular situation that took place in northern Scotland at a community called Finhorn, and I will be forever grateful to this. I was having lunch with, I'll use the name Mary, I'll use other names, and I was meeting her for lunch, and I was early, and I'm sitting down having tea with two gentlemen, and Mary comes over, and she says, I introduced her. I said, Mary, this is Bill and Tom, and she extends her hand to greet them. In the meantime, a gentleman named Eric, who works at the community, came over. Now, pay attention to the question. He says, Mary, are you busy on Saturday, because we're having a visitor, and would you mind showing her around campus? Now, all he wanted to know was, are you busy? That's a yes or no answer. This is not a treatise. This is not a dissertation. This is yes or no. And so she says, did you say June 8th, did you say Saturday? Any other day, but not that day, because this is a child abuse survivors group. I'm part of that group. We've agreed always to be together, not on Saturday. We never let each other down. And on she went. Now, let me say before I proceed here, I'm not suggesting that getting over child abuse is easy, nor am I saying that child abuse is not a trauma. I'm not even dealing with that. What I'm dealing with is the manner in which a person who's endured a trauma will turn it around and use it as a way to socially control other people or a situation. Later that day, you know, Mary and I went out to lunch, and I said to her, I got to ask you something. How come within 2 minutes of your meeting these people, within two minutes, my God, within 10 seconds, you had to tell them that one, you were a victim of child abuse, and two, that you were angry about this, three, that you were still angry at men, four, you had to control the conversation, five, you wanted the vocabulary in your favor, it went on and on. I wanted to know that because it was the first time I've ever seen what I now call woundology played out in a full spectrum with such power. She didn't hear the question. She heard me challenging her power, and she responded with, because I am a victim of child abuse. And I said, well, I know that. Why did you have to have them know that? And when she heard me say that, her entire sense was, you are betraying me as a friend. And I instantly could feel our friendship slipping apart because we were no longer going to play by the same rules. And from that day on, I realized that this is a very powerful street currency. Not only are we simultaneously working as a culture to understand the nature of healing, but as a consequence, shall we say, the shadow side of healing, is that we've produced a language, a culture, that has also learned what it means to use wounds in a very powerful way, not to heal, as well as to use our therapeutic advances to heal. We have two opposite sides here, and it's a very, very rich task to learn and to see in yourself if, in fact, you are involving yourself in any way in the language of woundology, in practicing this, if you're losing power over that, or if you're involved in a relationship in which you feel yourself controlled by the wound power of another person.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to share an exciting new development in my world that can benefit those of you who are itching to get out there and travel as we begin to emerge from the COVID chrysalis. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, at some point you've most likely heard me talk about my personal hero's journey tale regarding the Inc. fastest growing private travel company I co-founded that imploded back in 2015. Well, out of the ashes of that challenging lesson, my brother and I started a new travel company called Hello Vacay. And an exciting new chapter has just unfolded in my travel company saga as Hello Vacay recently secured a huge partnership with the world's largest online travel agency, Priceline. Essentially, due to our past success working with them all those years ago, they have agreed to give us access to their deeply discounted private wholesale booking rates. Our new site at hellovacay.com is sort of like the Costco for hotel and alternate accommodations because it allows anyone to get access to these wholesale rates, which are up to 50% off the normal booking rates you'll find on all the other major online travel sites. The only caveat is that they won't let us display these rates publicly because they're so much lower than even what you would see at Priceline.com. So to offer them, they insisted that we have a paid membership for people to get access to these much lower rates. However, since I love you all for listening to me moan about this story for all these years, we're setting you up with 50% off the monthly or annual membership fees when you use the code POSITIVEHEAD. So with the code, you'll get the first month free just to check it out and see what it's all about. And then it's like $4 a month to get access to savings that can easily add up to thousands of dollars a year if you travel with any regularity. I personally saved over $200 in one weekend when I went to Seattle not too long ago. So once again, if you plan to travel at all in the future, be sure to check out hellovacay.com. That's HelloVacay.com. Use the code POSITIVEHEAD, all one word, for a free month trial at checkout. And then after that month, the PHEAD 50% discount will kick in. And as you may guess, I would say next, journey well, everyone.
So really, really powerful here. Really great insight and perspective. Investing your energy into a negative past is like keeping a corpse alive, she said. There's a cost to keeping wounds alive. And I understand it's like easier said than done to put a wound down, right? Yeah, easy for you to say who's never been through it, right? I get that. I'm not saying any of it's easy, but let's look at ourselves. And as we expand our perspective of could this have happened by design at some level that I don't recall, I don't remember orchestrating this on some level of my being, my higher self was brave enough to orchestrate this thing. Is that a possibility that I can at least entertain? And also looking at yourself and saying, you know, does it feel good to me to keep the wounds alive? It's like she said, it's very intimate. We get used to the stories of, you know, victimhood. Oh, here's why I, you know, here's what's the problem. You know, she talked about the woman who went on and on for, it wasn't even a part of the question why she couldn't and what, you know, she couldn't do this thing on Saturday and what the problem was and who, what her history was. And obviously people are going to get defensive about this stuff. That's why I try and tread so carefully because I'm not looking to offend or upset anyone, rather to hopefully shine some light on this very sensitive subject in the hope that it helps people to just look at it slightly different and start self-healing. You know, it socially feels good to keep wounds alive. I think we can agree there's a big part of that in our society. And what if you stop talking to someone, leading with your wounded history? It's because it's costing you a great deal. You're keeping that thing alive. You know, you're putting so much energy into it. And really what you are is this warrior that's going to overcome all of this stuff. Ultimately, it's not if, but when. It's just a matter of how long it takes, right? Your success is guaranteed. That's the thing about this game. In the end, we all win. It's just a matter of path to get there. You can't avoid that which you are. And that is a divine being who takes everything that's ever been and all of their creation and uses it to become more. That's what you're doing. That's what we're all doing here. And it is such an honor to play any small role in that process with you guys. I applaud all of you brave souls for doing what you're doing and being what you're doing and being what you're being and doing this work. It is truly an honor. And with that being said, I'm going to leave you with an old song here that I really love that talks about celebrating life and, you know, it talks about, you know, life is short, but sweet for certain. Let's not spend that time, focused on the wounds. Let's focus on all the beauty that's right in front of you now. As you know, what does a lotus do before the beautiful lotus flower, which is, you know, sort of the biggest symbol for awakening or enlightenment, I would say out there, right? The lotus flower. Well, how does the lotus flower come to be? It grows through all this mud, right? This beautiful flower comes out of mud. And a lot of us have been like that lotus flower. We've been in the mud. Some of you guys have been in the mud way more than I have. And, you know, your lotus flower that is ready to bloom is right there, waiting for you to just water it just right and see it from the right perspective. And, you know, what a beautiful process. So with that being said, I'm gonna leave you with Dave Matthews Band. The song is called Two Step. Life is short, but sweet for certain. Let's make the most of it, shall we?
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
Thank you.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.